Okay, so I'm almost done developing my character. Master Rhee, he's a human. He's 82-year-old monk, master of Punch Fu, who may or may not be very wise. He has a toughness of 12. He's a level 1. He's got 1 courage point, 1 agility. His weapons, he's got a staff.
Totally.
With a wine jug attached to it.
Awesome. And a spiel. A katana.
Well, mm-hmm. Wine jug.
So, like, you never know if he's inebriated or not.
Yeah.
You should have like a katana.
Can I just tell you how perfect he's going to fit into my scenario?
Perfect.
Here?
So, mm-hmm. I think that. What should the staff be? A D8, probably? D8 plus strength.
I have a harpoon staff with myself.
Skills?
2D.
I think he can perform, like, almost superhuman feats. And I think it's part drunkenness, part courage. But, like, I think he can do pretty ridiculous feats.
So his agility, almost like...
Yeah, it's like he can convince himself.
Force-like.
He could, for example...
Kind of like the drunken master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very much a drunken master. Master of Punch Fu.
Very stupid.
Is it really violent, the drunken master? I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really fun. It's basically like dancing.
I know. I wonder how old Hex has to be to watch some kung fu.
I think he'd like it. He'd just probably imitate it like crazy. His skills are...
The blood when they cut off
his
the head.
Skills
like
are
squirts.
Self-deception. No, self...
I just think it'd be fun to have a kung fu
destruct.
Night.
Destruct.
Self-destruct? He's like...
But when
what do you call it when you like... self-suggestion. You know? Almost like he can hypnotize himself. To do crazy stuff. Wearing, I think he's just wearing like a robe and sweatbands.
Remember,
like a tennis player.
Can you wear black socks with his like monk sandals?
Totally. Black socks with sandals. Okay. I think that's good for now. And for some reason he's just loaded. No, okay. Alright, I have my character.
Awesome.
And this is our inaugural
mommy cast.
Mommy cast.
All right, are you ready?
I do need like a little
figurine,
but this is very not.
I can't find Bolin.
I need like a little monkey. Yeah, Bolin's missing. Okay.
Cool. The only one who's not missing is Lava.
Here we go. So, Lava, Bolin, Tiny Bensi, and their new friend, Talita the Good Witch, are waking up in the Palace of Lavatin on New Year's morning. They're so excited about their new toys that Bolin rescued from Whitebeard. Who instantly, or I was kind
of... The wig of Whitebeard.
Right. The wig of Whitebeard, yes, who turned out to be Shanky Pete. The dawn of the new year, however, does bring an anxious cloud over the crew as another year has passed that they have not rescued the sword from the dragon, and both Bolin and Lava's fathers have been reported missing in action.
Oh yeah, the sword of the dragon. There's a dragon guarding the sword, and Lava pulls it up, controls the dragon.
Ooh, that's a cool twist.
The solemn friends eat their breakfast in the large dining hall of the palace. All four are huddled near one end of the table when one of Lava's servants, an iguana-like lizard man, appears. He approaches Lava with a single letter set on a silver tray. Here you are. Okay. Lava opens the letter and is informed that Lava and Bolin's father's whereabouts have been discovered.
Mama, moving the plot. Okay. Something I haven't been able to do in 2 years.
The letter says that they must go to the Leaning Inn of Cabershire.
Ooh, I like all of this.
Okay.
And then we go to Ottawa, then North Korea.
So Cabershire is a new town.
A new town, Cabershire?
Cabershire.
Sounds like cabbage.
they need to find Trent the troll, who is the innkeeper of the Leaning Inn.
Lean In.
Yep.
Mama.
Okay.
Soon I want them to go to South Korea.
South Korea. Okay. Yeah.
That's right by a cabbage.
So, how does Lava feel about finding news about his father? Oh, yeah. He's completely shocked, huh? Okay. Bolin is just super hyper. She goes to everyone's room and packs all their stuff without them knowing and shoves it in their faces and then, like, pushes them
out
the door.
Let's go, we're going.
Yeah. She's like, we're out. We are going. So, Cabershire is not too far from Lavatin. Lava knows the way easy. So
yeah,
because
he's been there
totally,
before.
Yeah. It's kind of like a resting place for
and he has battled a giant troll.
Mm-hmm.
It's
kind of like a day's walk, right? Cabershire is like where people stay when they are entering Lavatin. So it's not hard to get there at all.
Yeah.
So the team enters the inn, and it's exactly as you think, just like these blocks of like cinder blocks kind of stacked up on one another and like leaning a bit, kind of like these, you know, cube. Maybe
so
it even looks like it's kind of swaying
a little
bit. Is it
called the Leaning Inn, or is that
it is called the Leaning Inn. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so for its name. And it's just this huge...
Founded by Herschel Leaning.
And you have to realize that the innkeeper is a troll.
Mm.
So kind of the upkeep...
Oh, and how about
telling the
place.
The story.
The upkeep
sweet.
Of the place is kind of troll-esque, you know. He's...
You walk in, you're like a troll decorated.
Totally,
place.
Yeah. So they walk in, and the first level, like most inns, is a bar, a tavern, where they sell food and stuff like that. And the tavern is populated with all kinds of traveling creatures. We've got trolls, we've got orcs, we've got elves. Right, so it's just a huge mix. But
crocodiles.
The interesting thing is this is actually close to New Year's, so the population is a little bit sketch, kind of people who don't have families, right? They're just kind of there. Maybe a few people like live in the leaning in a bit. Anyway, so they enter. Tiny Bensie goes, "Hey guys, this is kind of a shady crew. I see a lot of familiar faces here. I owe a lot of people a lot of money, so just watch your back, okay? All right." Lava, so as Tiny Bensie, Talita, and Bolin find a seat, Lava goes up to the bar. The bartender is just kind of, you know, he looks a little trollish, but he just hunts over and he just grunts at him like, "Hey." And Lava just gets him a couple drinks. What does Lava like to drink? What
Lava.
Does Lava order? Something hot?
Coffee, extra, 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 extra hot.
Yeah, okay. You get chocolate milk for Bolin. What do you think Talita wants to drink?
Oh, man.
Kosher?
Shirley Temple.
Totally. Extra, like, simple syrup.
But
super sugary.
But with black food coloring in it. So it's like...
Nice.
Witchy dark.
Tiny Bensie wants a
coffee.
Bubble tea.
Oh, he does want coffee.
Oh, yeah, he's hooked now.
Totally, he's hooked on the coffee. All right, so you get all the drinks and you pay. The bartender just takes your money, doesn't really interact with you, and just like keeps on wiping down the table, and you go back. And Tiny Bensie is like, "And thanks, man, thanks for the coffee. Thanks. Okay, you see that? See those hooded figures over there? Yeah, I know them. They're called the Moonlighting Clan." And the Moonlighting Clan, sure enough, in the back corner are like four or five hooded creatures. Right?
And are they
you
like.
You can't see their faces, but their wrinkles? Robes, it's weird. Like when their robes are black, but when they turn, they shimmer silver. Right? So the robes are like pretty cool. So they're kind of drawn to it. And the friends kind of bend down. They, like, look around, see if they see Trent the troll anywhere. No one's really identifying themselves as the innkeeper. But the bartender kind of hobbles over and goes over to the moonlighting crew and bends down, and he's talking to them in a low whisper. Our team can't figure out what they're saying, but as soon as he walks over back to the bar, the hooded figures almost float up, and they float over to our team's table. And Tiny Betsy's like, oh man, I knew they were after us the minute I saw them. It must be the debt that I owe. Let's roll initiative.
Oh man, we're gonna fight in the bar, huh? 14. So this is where I was using this.
Oh, a little thing.
Because you could put the...
Oh, yeah.
So you can keep track.
A little thing to keep notice is the customers. There's a lot of people bruised and wounded from the Dragon Wars.
I kind of forgot. Wait, I'm not even here. I don't know why I'm rolling. I'm just listening.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not...
Actually, roll initiative.
Okay. I'm 14.
Okay. So, Lava, what'd you get?
13.
Okay, I got Lava. Oh, wait. Oh, there's Talita there. What'd you get, Ray?
14.
And you got 14, huh?
Can I roll for Talita?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
we'll have Actually, Lava. If she's waking up, it might be a good thing to get her to do.
Talita got a 16.
Ooh, okay.
Why are you putting it up top?
Because I was out of order.
It doesn't matter. Oh, just put the number.
Bolin got a 12.
Well, now you've erased them all.
This helps me. Talita, Lava, Master.
You can call him Ree.
Ooh, 17 is the hooded.
You don't have to put it in order because you keep the sheet, and then when you have more creatures, you just put what order they go in.
Come on, baby, we're playing Caves and Creatures. We need you.
Talita the Good Witch.
Talita got a 16.
That's good.
So do we add all things together? I got a 13.
You can just put them in order, like 1, 2, 3.
Hooded figures.
Talita, I think, right?
2.
Where is she?
4, 5.
I hear her.
How much life do you usually give everybody?
25, really?
Whatever they're at, so I don't remember where we were.
I'm at 25.
I think, yeah, he's a big bruiser, he's 25. I have her down as 20.
Okay.
I didn't assign myself.
What do you think you should have?
What's Bowen at? Bowen's at 25.
Probably 20. I mean, the hits, if it's like actually getting hit by a d20, like you get wiped out with one roll.
So there's 4 hooded creatures, so they're gonna be like a unit together.
Sure. There she is. Come here.
So they'll have 20.
Look what we got.
Oh, that's 25.
Hey, so you press the power button on that heater again?
Hey, sweetie.
Come on up.
Good nap.
Super good nap. Your job is to guard the treehouse. Remember, you're Talita. Like Ohio.
Alright, Hux. So these hooded figures.
Hey, that's not my kilto.
Yeah, I know. That's just somebody that was out on the table.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go get yours. Why don't Mama, you keep reciting?
Just blonde hail.
Alright, Hattie. Our team, they're in a restaurant right now.
Sissy.
And these. Do you know what the guys look like? Do you remember that Western, those hooded guys that were like beating them up and those like sparkle things? Do you know what I'm talking about? Hux?
Like
Grandpa's
like,
house?
Like,
remember that movie? That's what they look like.
I touch those things, they're going.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the hooded gang is right around the table. And we're all still sitting down, and we're, like, surrounded by them. So, they get to go first. And they roll a 4. So, Lava, since you're next, you anticipate their move. What are you going to do?
Attack. Definitely. Attack.
How?
I'm going to attack with...
With your lava hand?
Yeah.
Lava balls? Oh, you got a one. Oh, no. Okay, so here's what happens. You conjure up your lava ball and you get ready, but the hooded figures, they swirl around the table really fast and they go and it blows your lava ball out.
But at least I don't get hit.
No, you don't get hit. No, you're fine. You're not attacking, but your lava ball does not work. Who is next? Talita, you're next. So, Dada, we're surrounded. We're still, our crew's still sitting at the table. And the hooded creatures are all actually like spinning because Lava did a lava ball.
Wow.
And he rolled a one. And so the wind from the circulating figures blew it out.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Sissy,
How are you going to fight these
hooded guys?
Here's
the guy. Our table? Oh, and you're drinking a Shirley Temple.
Fly in the witchy witch and go to the house and got our fighting in the real spell at them, make them nice.
You're going to make them nice? Cool.
Roll the dice for nice.
A two. Ooh, okay. So are you on your broom? So you're actually floating up on your broom, Talita, and you're hovering over them on your broom, and you keep on trying to cast them, but you miss. But you know what? As you cast, it hits other people in the bar. So it goes to this ogre, and it goes, fishing, and he's like, hey, happy new year, everybody. And you go over to another person, chink, and it's this, like, mean-looking elf, and he's like, hey, good morning.
I can't believe they're making us work on New Year's Day. I'm gonna kill. I love him. Let's get a flowers.
Totally.
Spell.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay. We're not doing so good. So as the hooded creatures are,
have they attacked yet?
They've actually picked up Tiny Bensy. One of them has gone under his arms, and Tiny Bensy's legs are just, like, flailing. He's like, oh, my God, let me down, guys. I promise I'll pay you back. Oh, my God. What are we doing? Get off of him.
He's like, ow! Can I roll for Tiny Bensy?
No.
Coffee Powell?
It's not Tiny Bensy's turn. He just gets lifted up. And you guys were trying to grab hold of these hooded figures, but they're so fast swirling around our table. And all of a sudden, this old man with a staff stands up, and we see Master Ree and the table next to us. What do you do?
He walks up, he takes a big drink of wine, and he says, you can see him too? And he says, don't worry, I have a trick for these fellas.
This
is my character.
This is Dada's.
And he takes out his staff. And he is a stick, yeah. And he attempts to cast like an incantation. Like reciting words.
How about a drunk spell? A drunk.
He says, Hibberty, Flibberty, PBR, Blam! And we'll see what happens.
17! And a 4! They got a 4.
Plus courage, right?
Plus courage. This is pretty courage.
18.
All right. So, yes, just a huge light comes out of Mastery's staff, and it almost like Patronus-like, like halts the Moonlight crew, their spinning rotation around the table, and they just stop. They're like... And they kind of hiss back, and then they just stand up in front of the table. So now they're slowed down, and they don't really have, they're kind of like dizzy.
Can I interject for the sake of canon?
Sure.
I think one of the characteristics of Master Ree is that you never actually see any evidence of the thing actually working. So
awesome.
I don't think his staff would glow, but I think the effect
happens based on the people's reactions.
Okay. So that's what you think happens.
So it's all very suspect whether or not he actually did anything.
That's awesome. Okay, so lava. How do you react? They've stopped now. So what is he thinking about the hooded figures? He didn't know anything happened. He just like.
Who?
Well, actually, it's Bolin's turn.
What do you mean lava doesn't know anything happened?
Well, because we didn't see the light or anything.
Well, no, but
right?
You heard him do this thing and point the staff at them, and then they like
just
you
stopped.
Know, they stopped.
But okay, and Bolin, it's Bolin's turn. Bolin says,
"Do you want some chocolate milk?"
Yeah, but
the
purple dice.
Oh, the purple dice? This one?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Let's finish kind of our initiative here, and we'll get some chocolate. Okay, so Bolin is next, and she goes...
Let's listen to Mama. She's telling us.
She said, well, that went over all right. And she decides... Let's see, what does Bolin have?
Well, you should roll once you know what you're
going to do. Yeah, totally.
You, Bolin.
Bolin.
Boogie picker?
Bolin's actually just going to stand up, and she's going to elbow the hooded figure behind her. And she's going to go, well, that worked out okay. Boom, like that. Oh,
you guys,
she throws a three.
You need to practice.
So Bolin goes like this, and a hooded figure actually grabs her elbow in midair, and she's stuck. She's trapped. So now they have Tiny Bensi and Bolin kind of like wrestling with them
and
in front of the table.
Can Master Ray make a free action?
Sure.
He says to Bolin the very wise words of, elbow once, elbow twice, elbow three times.
You just get rice.
You just get rice.
No, rice.
So I think that gives you that gives you advantage for another attack with your other elbow because he reminds you have two elbows.
Oh, awesome.
So he's like a life coach.
Awesome. Thank you,
rice.
Mastery. Yeah! Yeah. 20! All right, so Bolin with her other one goes poom poom and takes out two of them hooded figures knocked down. And now we only have two more hooded figures.
Beep,
and one's holding Tiny Bensi. And it's Talita's turn.
And this is Tiny Bensi.
Hmm?
This is Tiny Bensi.
Tiny! Hey, guys, let me go! Come on, somebody help
so
me!
Much coming.
So, Talita, you have two hooded figures and one's holding Tiny Bensi. What do you do to save Tiny Bensi?
You're gonna get this guy.
Spell.
What does the spell do?
Make him happy and sad and always.
Oh, they're gonna make it.
Gives him all the emotions. Happy and sad.
Alright, the emotion spell. Oh, you have to roll,
yeah,
Sissy.
Roll this dice. See, whoa. Here, pick it up and just kind of roll it on the table.
Roll it, baby.
Go like that.
Yeah.
See? You do it. Perfect. 19.
Yeah,
plus
all right.
Something. Courage.
20.
20.
All right, so cast your spell. Poof. Poof. And the two remaining figures, they drop Tiny Bensi, and he actually scrambles over to Bolin and goes behind her, right? And these guys, the hooded figures, you can't really see their arms, but like under their hoods, it looks like arms, and they just hug each other, and they're like, I miss Mama.
But they're happy, too.
Oh, Mama. Oh, do you remember, Mama?
Yeah,
man, I love you. I love this party. Look at all these people. Woo! Yeah, let's go! Some of the
no more jumping this.
So here's how this goes down. So we have other guests in the inn, and two kind of disheveled orcs stand up, and there one has his like arm in a sling, the other one has like kind of a head bandage, right? They look like fallen soldiers. And they've just come from the Dragon Wars, and they saunter over to these, like, really hyper, overly emotional hooded creatures, and the two orc fellas be like, "You're ruining my goulash," and they pick them up, and they take the rest of the bawling hooded figures, and they throw them outside. So, good job, team. You vanquished the...
Moonlight crew.
The moonlight crew, yes. Well done.
You know what Lava's gonna do? No, Lava was in the Dragon War.
He was. Not yet, we're headed there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're heading into the Dragon War.
His dad has.
Yeah, his dad is, yeah. Do we need a chocolate milk?
Yes!
Before we go to the next
chocolate milk.
Okay, you keep talking, I'll be shocking.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. So Bolin stands up, and she actually goes over to Master Ree, and she extends her hand. She beckons her friends over, and she's like, thanks for the help back there. Don't know why those guys attacked us, but you definitely stunned them somehow. What's your name?
My name is...
Well, you can call me Ree. Master Ree. I didn't do anything. I merely convinced you of your own courage and craziness.
Well, these are my friends. This is Lava. This is Talita the Good Witch, and the
Talita the Sandwich. Perfect. I could use a snack. Oh.
And Talita the Good Witch.
Are you the legendary Talita the Ham Sandwich?
No, I'm Talita the Nice Witch.
That makes more sense.
And
what's your name, Magma? It's nice to meet you, Magma.
No, it's Lava. You're close. I'm not so sure about this guy. He's not very smart.
Oh man, what are you drinking? Yeah, I'm Tiny Betsy. Can I have a swig of that? That looks awesome.
Sorry, little child, this is for adults only.
Well, this is all nice, but we are really looking. Do you happen to know the person who owns this establishment at all?
Oh, you must be talking about that trollish, troll-like troll.
He's
generally in his office in the back.
Great, thanks. Do you want to come with us?
I got nothing else to do.
All right, there we go.
My last adventuring crew all died.
Great. Come on, Lava. Let's go. Let's check out the back a little bit. Okay. So, the crew just leave their drinks on the table, you know.
But Lava's still
Tiny Bensy's like, we have to pull him away from the table as he drinks the last little drops of his coffee. Yeah, exactly. And there's a door kind of off to the right of the bar.
Hey, please have coffee because I'm like
Lava's no longer see the bartender, but Bolin's definitely aware that
he... I'm a grown-up witch.
That he kind of tipped off the hooded figures and is feeling a little uneasy about that. But
I eat coffee all day.
But what they go to, the back room that looks like the office, they open the door and it's actually stairs. Kind of spiral stairs that go up to the second floor, right? And as you're walking up the stairs, you definitely kind of feel the teetering of the leaning in, right? And you're just what's going on, Lava?
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there an elevator?
Awesome. So, actually you get to the second floor, and you open the door, and it's just... It's odd because these, the inn looks like squares, but this hallway just goes on forever, and each one has a door on it. Okay, on each side. So we might be getting into like the rooms of the inn or the hotel.
And there's way more than it looks like there should be.
Yeah, way more than there should be. And the crew looks and they're like looking down. This looks interesting. What do? You guys want to try for a room? We're looking for Trent. Trent. Trent the troll, that's who we're looking for.
I can talk to
you.
Master Reed pulls the fire alarm.
No, you have to roll.
You have to roll.
Oh, hold. I'm picturing all of these creatures coming pouring out of all of these rooms and trying to go down the hallway. 16 plus courage.
My. Oh, man. All right.
17.
Okay. Yes. Out of the rooms, one of the first doors, just all kinds of jungle creatures come out. Lions.
From the first doors, like the jungle.
Tigers. More Jumanji. Stampede. Elephants are coming down. I think we need to roll like a...
Ooh, dexterity.
Dexterity saving throw.
Alright, let's roll to see how well we jump out of the way of these animals. You want to go first?
No, I'll go first.
Okay, you go first. 20.
Oh, man.
All right,
awesome.
Let's see what
lava.
Happens to all of us. And then
yeah, what happens to you, honey?
Roll the dice. You gotta pick it up and just kind of roll it on the table. Or I can do it for you if you don't want to. Nice.
Oh,
eight.
An eight. Okay.
16.
Plus
agility. 1. You have plus 4 agility.
A 7.
So, 24.
24.
Oh, okay.
I've got 18.
Lava, you... Tell me what you do. How do you...
With a 24?
How do you escape?
I do a backflip over all the animals.
Awesome.
I do
maybe.
My spin on the animals.
You, what do you do, sweetie?
Spin on.
What did she get?
Spin. She got, what did she get?
A spin on animals.
I think it was like an 8 or something.
No, a spin on animals.
No, let's roll again, because we don't.
Okay, let's roll again. 19.
Awesome.
Plus what?
All right.
Plus courage.
Spell and
plus agility. Probably.
So how do you get rid of a spell on the animals?
Dada.
Yeah. How do you get... Okay, all these animals are running at you. What do you do?
Spell.
A spell?
Or spell?
A spell, yeah.
A spell.
Okay, how do you get out of the way?
A spell.
A spell.
Yeah.
She makes herself disappear.
Do you disappear? So they don't run you over?
Disappear.
Ding.
Oh, you know what I want to do?
Okay.
I'm gonna dress like a traffic cop and like put like a stop sign up.
So you know what my guy does? He takes a big drink of wine, and as he's drinking his wine, he's just perfectly moving like around the animals that are coming at him.
Oh, awesome.
Just kind of like swaggering, but like, you know, misses a tusk of an elephant, and then like a bear comes, and he's just like...
Okay, so a
what
big,
happened?
So Tiny Bensie isn't so lucky. So a big boar.
Tiny Bensie's never lucky.
A big boar with these horns comes and it lifts Tiny Bensie up, and they're down the hall. Brum,
brum, brum, this brum, is one heck of a room. What were they doing in there?
And he's stuck. So he's stuck in the middle of the. So we've got the horns. Boleyn's also not so lucky. And
what happens to Boleyn?
She's actually like in the middle of these zebras, like kind of trampling. And actually, Boleyn's gonna take, I think, 5 points of damage right now.
That's a good way to do it. Count up.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I think it actually makes more sense to count down from wherever you're at, because then you know that you've got like 15 left. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So wherever you start from, 20 or 25.
So go back here.
Yeah, we can all start from 25. All
right.
That's simple.
And then Bensie.
How many damage did Bensie take?
He rolled a 2, huh?
Did he?
Yeah, he's going to take 7 points of damage.
Ooh, Bensy.
He's not feeling so good. So, the animals...
The tusk goes right up his shorts. It's holding onto his underwear. It's like flopping around there.
Okay, so that happened, but all the other doors are...
The fire alarm went off and all these animals run off.
And then, since all the chaos, you guys don't remember which door was the door to go back downstairs. So now you're just in a hall of closed doors, said
but
one.
But lava has been in here before, remember?
And,
so he knows the layout.
Witchy Witch disappeared.
He has been in here. Yeah, okay.
Witchy Witch disappeared.
Well,
does she
you
come
know
back?
What? We need a D6, you guys. Roll initiative.
Why do we need D6?
D8? No, we need 6. Yeah. D6.
Okay. Just one?
Roll to see who's going to pick what door to go in.
Guys,
the highest person gets to roll the D6.
I'm pretty high right now, but I don't know what you're saying. Oh, we're just going to see who.
Yeah.
5.
Dad, I got a 5. You roll in.
6.
Oh, nice. Okay, Sissy.
Sissy, roll that dice.
Roll that little dice.
1.
Okay. Hux gets to roll. So Lava's going to roll the D6.
Roll. I got a 6.
No, this is now roll again. All right. The second room.
Ooh, Mama has different rooms.
At different
things.
Rooms. So.
So was the first room the animal?
For
animals?
Me.
It was.
For me.
That's what came out of the room.
So we solved the Jungle Book mystery puzzle.
It was the Jumanji room.
Jumanji puzzle.
All right. Okay.
Lucky Witch is in the Diet Baby Robot.
So. Okay, so you.
Did you hear what you said?
Tiny Benzie's what?
Witchy Witch is on the Giant Baby Robot.
Actually,
did she conjure a
this
giant
is hilarious. Because you walk in, Lava, are you gonna open the door?
I hammer the door.
Oh, you're gonna like
flat.
What's your punch? What's your crazy punch? Don't you have like phantom fist? Like
no, fire whip. You're gonna fire whip the door.
Why don't you just use your hammer and smash it down?
Okay, you smash it down. Yeah. Bolin's definitely like got her dagger out, like after that whole episode, she's
and
ready
I am
to attack.
Drinking.
But as you guys open up this door, it's very quiet. You can kind of see the moonlight coming in to the window.
Peaceful.
It's very peaceful. And there's a few cribs. And it's almost like a nursery. And everything's super, I know, right? Super quiet. And there's, you know, light pink lavender rug. All the toys are in the chest. And you hear just a light lullaby being played on
the wakelet.
My guy is now just
standing there with his head tilted back going.
Okay, what do you do?
What do
this
I
is,
do?
Yeah, this is the only room that's available
asleep.
To you right now.
He's sleeping.
I am just going to crawl on the ground, sniff for pee.
Sniff for pee, like baby,
just to
like
see
baby
if any babies have been in here.
So he's like, all right, he's like really.
Do a pee pee check.
Pee pee check.
Roll for pee pee sniffing. Ooh, a 16.
Ooh.
Plus.
Hello,
maybe intelligence.
No, 4.
With agility.
Lava, with this pee pee check, you definitely detect some pee peeness, like. But it's not just the pee of babies. You smell pee of all sorts of creatures, young and old. Maybe they got pee-pee scared while they were in this room.
So people who come in this room pee their pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just quickly get up.
Toledo, what do you do? You're in this nursery room. It's all quiet. There's cribs. There's a little toy box. There's a music box.
She declared her intent. She is now right. She
conjured
a giant baby spell while riding it.
Do I get to keep this dice?
No.
We'll just keep it out for a second.
The baby don't have spells.
Doesn't have a spell. Okay, as you guys, the music box is starting to sound a little creaky. Ding, ding, and it's off.
Master Ri wakes back up. Where are we? Exactly. Matlock on?
And as Master Ri wakes back up, the toy chest opens.
Oh, man.
And out come wooden horses, toy Ooh. Soldiers, a robot, a helicopter, a toy dinosaur, all, like, zombieing, like, out of the toy chest. Like,
I'm going to attack. I'm going to attack.
We have to roll, we have to roll initiative.
Me too. Okay. I'm going to attack.
Okay, whose turn is it?
13.
11. So you can just clear the order from last time.
Yeah. And add toys.
Add
11.
11? Sissy got an 11.
Okay. What did you get?
13.
Lava, 13. Okay.
I think I got an 11 and she got an 11. So we'll roll for her again. 4.
Aren't you guys rolling?
Well, she... Yeah.
7 for Belen. 2 for the toys.
They're not too smart.
And 9 for Bensy. Okay, so Lava's first. We'll have Toledo go second. Master Yi go third. I think Bolin's 4. Bensy's 5. And toys are 6. Okay.
Okay, I am going to use my...
Bolin's down to... 15, right?
My, dragon. No, that's for dragons.
Down to 15.
I'm going to use my fire whip.
Fire whip at the toys?
Yep.
Okay.
Right, roll your
my spell.
Fire whip?
No, you roll your 20 to see if it hits.
I'm
going to
do my spell whip. I'm going to do my spell to see if it hits. I'm going to be...
I'm
16.
Ooh,
nice. 16. Alright, now I think for your fire whip, don't you roll like a... Or Mama can just say based on a 16
I do
what happens.
This guy named fire whip.
Or you do 8. Okay.
Let me see. Where's
fire
whip?
Mama.
Oh, fire whip. A D12 plus strength.
Sweet. So roll that one that you're holding.
9
plus 5? Say a 5. So 14.
Okay.
Wow, that took a good chunk out of those toys.
Sure did. What, Hadley?
No, this guy named Dash now. This guy named Dash.
Okay, cool.
Toledo, does it Dash stop?
I'm gonna do my super speed at the animals and say, "What's up, crazy animals?
What's up, you cool baby?" Cool, honey, I like that.
Is it her turn? Let's let it be her turn.
Well, with Lava's...
So if he hit them for 14...
So you actually hit all of the toys coming out of the... currently coming out of the toy box. You hit them and you scare them. They're like, yee! And they go back and they, like, lock the toy chest back up. But you still have the ones who have already come out.
Didn't he hit for 14 points, though?
Yeah, so he, like, destroyed most of the toys, but we still have 6 toys coming after us. So we've got the robot, the T-Rex dinosaur, the helicopter parachute man.
The toy soldier?
The creepy-headed baby doll, and the teddy bear.
So I like that... Talita turned herself into Dash, which is itself kind of like a toy, and then had a cool, like, one-liner on them.
No.
That's what you said. You said, "Hey, what's up, toys?"
Okay, are you going to use Charm?
Charm? No, I think she turns into Dash and does an attack.
Oh, what's your attack, Sissy?
As Dash.
Super Speed and Superman.
Super Speed and Superman. Okay, roll, baby.
20.
20.
Nat 20 with her super speed Superman.
Awesome. So with your super speed Superman, who do you want to take out, Hattie? Who are you going for? What toy?
The robot.
The robot? Awesome.
Punch punch, 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 punch.
Totally.
Punch, 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 punch.
Yeah, he's like all of his circuits. His like head kind of comes to the side and he's like, the wires come out and like he loses a leg and then he goes. Crash. You got him, baby. Nice job. All right, Master E, what are you going to do?
Who's left?
You got the dinosaur, the helicopter parachuters.
And the teddy bear.
I didn't have a soldier.
So they came out of a toy box in a nursery. They are the size of toys. Master E walks over and steps on the toys.
The helicopter.
And you just swats the helicopter out of the air.
Roll.
Okay.
Oh! How does this look?
Child's play. He actually does it quite unintentionally because he's kind of like, he's watching the dash attack.
Mama.
And he steps on the, what was it, the dinosaur?
Helicopter.
On accident?
I mean, it's a good size. I want you, like, you know, like.
Yeah, but he's a full grown.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm picturing these
toys.
I need
to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Tell me what happens when I get there.
Okay.
Okay, he steps on one and hurts his foot and starts, like, jumping, like, ouch, ouch, ouch. And as he swings around, he knocks the helicopter into the wall.
Nice.
He's kind of like an old parent stepping into a messy room.
Love it.
He says, Dash, pick up your toys.
If Dash say, all right, Dad, I'll be in a second.
Do you have to go potty too, sweetie?
Be in a second. I like this guy as my character because he's very poseable.
Fine, you can
walk
for me.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh,
we'll wait
for you,
babe.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I guess. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shake it.
So, you could probably say what happens while he's in the bathroom.
Okay, so...
I'm assuming we have 6 rooms to get through, and we're in the second.
Oh, we have one more.
Oh.
I was going to have you open 3.
Oh.
And you've already opened Jumanji.
Gotcha. I was trying to expedite since I thought that we had...
Yes, okay, so... Broken toys just litter the floor... the helicopter's crooked with, like, the toy parachuter men just, like...
Jumping.
Yeah, totally jumping out of it. Robot screws. The baby's eye kind of on a spring spoken out. Like, Mama!
That's my baby Jack-Jack!
Oh, no! And, yeah... Bolin looks around, he's like, she's like, well, that's a fine mess we've made. He took a, Master Ree took out all of the toys, alright? So, you guys kind of look around, there's not another door here, but, so you exit the room, and now two doors are open.
You have
to go potty? Go ahead, baby.
I help.
You need help? Okay.
I'll help you.
No, Dad. No.
Mama's telling the story. Come on.
I'm kind of stuck back here, baby.
Mama's
can you hurry so you can come
you.
Back?
Oh.
Then you can come sit on my lap.
Come on, sweetie.
How am I doing? Am I doing a good job?
No. Good. I have
doing awesome.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm still hungry. Why am I so hungry?
We can maybe do some snacky plate here pretty soon. How about we do one more room and then we'll do a snacky plate? Does that sound good?
Two more
rooms?
Yeah.
Should we watch Drunken Master after this?
Yeah, but I think it's pretty bloody.
It's not bloody. It's not bloody. It's just like
they don't chop off the head and the blood squirts out of
there. No, you're thinking of Kill Bill or something. There's no blood.
I do love Drunken Master. It's really funny.
Drunken Master.
Do you want to watch it?
Okay. What's happening now? Which are we gonna?
Oh yeah. So.
Can you say it and then you can tell it to them?
We're out in the hall now.
You know what I'm going to do to the other door?
Hmm.
Is there any lava nearby?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, like, a lava tank nearby? Anything?
No, just a... Can you picture...
So I can't, like, bend
lava. Can you picture the Boulderado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with the other door, you know what I'm going to do?
Hmm.
I'm going to do a giant fireball blast,
mm-hmm.
and it goes through the room and hits, like, the end of that room,
mm-hmm.
and it knocks the edge of the room out, and, like, so there's basically, like, a giant hole in that room.
Nice.
Just in case there's anything bad.
Mm-hmm. Is she okay?
I think we're gonna press pause and we'll do a poo timeout.